This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some fresh numbers on the real estate market in the U.S. are out later this morning as that sector continues to dig out of the chasm of the Great Recession. Some U.S. housing markets are seeing particularly strong growth thanks to foreign investors. This includes the Sun Belt, as Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
What do foreign investors see when they check out U.S. housing stock?
Affordability, straight up, you know, with multiple exclamation points.
Stan Humphries is chief economist with the online real estate firm Zillow. A report from the National Association of Realtors earlier this year found international investors spent more than $92 billion on U.S. homes, a 35% increase over last year. Humphries says some of the hottest markets in the country are Miami, New York, and Orange County. He says they can thank their housing recoveries in part on this foreign cash.
We've got a lot more international buyers in the U.S. right now than we did 8 years ago, and that's been increasing really since, say, 2011.
Still, all that Chinese and Russian money has a downside, says USC's Richard Green, like how it can make it harder on first-time home buyers.
They're pushing up the price of housing and making less housing available to others.
Prices are so high in some places, hello San Francisco, it's forcing some communities to consider workforce housing, which, if the price is right, may make a good investment. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.